Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. What a show we have prepared for you today. You know, there's been some major news going on this week. A lot of online rumors and innuendo that we are going to address at this point. Because, you know, for those of you who don't know, we are based in Florida here at Scuba Radio headquarters. And obviously the big news this week has been the Powerball jackpot. There were three winners Wednesday, and one of those winners was in Florida. They had bought their Powerball ticket at a Publix grocery store in Florida, and they hit the jackpot. They were one of three winners. I think it was Tennessee, California, and Florida. Am I right, Bubble Boy?
That's right, Craig.
So the truth of the matter is, we live in Florida. I bought my Powerball tickets at a Publix grocery store in Florida. And I am here to tell you, first time ever, that I, Greg the Dive Master, have indeed won the Powerball. And I don't know what to say. I know probably the first thing you're thinking is, why the hell are you on the show? Why are you doing this today? Well, because I love diving. That is my dedication to you. That is your host, your dive guide here at Scuba Radio every week. How could I pass that up? And look, I don't do this as a job. I do it because I love it. Right? So let's go right to the phones. 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, God. Drunken Sandler, this is you, obviously.
Hey, yeah. Are we on the air?
We are on the air.
Oh my God, Greg! I just heard the good news, and I just wanted to be the first to say congratulations.
Yep,
you lucky bastard!
You know, they warned me as soon as I made this announcement, everybody would come out of the woodwork asking for money. Is that what you're calling in already for?
I don't want any money. I just perhaps a small low interest loan.
Like, how big of a loan are we talking there, Drunken Sam?
Oh, you know, a couple tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, nah, I ain't gonna have it.
Look, Santa's made some bad
investment decisions.
Lost a couple of big Super Bowl gambling debts.
Were you invested in the stock market this week? It went into the toilet. Is that what it is, Drunken Sam?
No, I gamble, but I'm not stupid.
Okay. Yeah. He runs the horses, but God help him. Get into the stock market.
Yeah. The old sailor does like the ponies.
Oh, yeah, of course he does. Yeah. Well,
and there's a couple of guys that, you know, have threatened me, and it could be bad.
Hmm. Okay.
It could be bad unless I get some big money pronto. So
really? All right. Well,
maybe we can work something out. You know, maybe I could work on your show for free for a while, pay it off.
You've been doing that for the last how many years now? Why would we change that relationship?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Really, if you really want to break it down, you probably owe me a lot of money.
Well, no,
anyway.
No, it wouldn't be. Drunken Sailor, let's be clear.
And you now know, if I you think were a, it's time to pay the piper.
No, no, no. If you were a
pay
true friend, if you were a true friend, you would not be calling me up after you found out that I won the Powerball and asking me for money. You would be saying, hey, Greg, congratulations. I'm happy for you. Hey, when are we going diving next time? And just leave it at that. Otherwise, you're trying to say that our relationship is totally based on what I can give you. Is that what you're saying?
This is more of an employee-employer.
But I never hired you. You were passed out in the gutter out in front of the studio one day, and I invited you into the studio. That was my goodwill gesture towards you, and now here you are hitting me up for money.
Do you or do you not? Is this your business?
Well, Scuba Radio is my business, but maybe I don't necessarily need to do it anymore now that I've won the Powerball.
Well, listen to me. Just make sure, no matter what happens, you don't turn the reins of the show over to Bill.
No, that won't happen.
Promise me that.
Yeah. No, I'll just run. I'd be better off just running repeats for a few years, wouldn't I?
Listen, a little Bill goes a long way.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Emphasis on little Bill, I'm guessing, is what you're saying, huh?
Little Bill is a tough pill.
Yeah. Well, he's not here today, so we can throw him under the bus accordingly. Yeah. So, but no money for
you.
No,
listen, I'm only kidding about the money.
Are you? Okay.
I think it's awesome that you won.
Thank you.
And are we still going to, you're still going to have a show?
Yeah, of course. I love diving. Why wouldn't I want to do this? You know, now the question is, if you have all the money in the world after you won the Powerball, what do you do from a diving perspective? What do you do? What do you do with it?
I think you need to start crossing things off the bucket list.
Take the world diving, maybe, is what you do. You think? Which is
sure,
kind of, we
sure
kind of do that virtually every week right here at Scuba Radio. That's kind of what the show is every week, don't you think?
I don't follow.
Okay,
you lost me.
Yeah.
Are you gonna buy a boat?
No. I'm not going to buy a boat. No.
You're going to buy Key Largo?
I can't. You know, you got to understand, Powerball winnings, as big as they are, don't go as far as they used to with today's economy. It really does.
Could you, in a box? Would you go diving here or there? And would you go diving anywhere?
Okay, now you're losing me.
Could you be Greg the Dive Master? Even though you're a lucky bastard.
Yes. That's kind of weird how that rhymed. That was really strange.
Just don't ever change, and don't let this money ruin you.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do.
Another, you know, just throwing this out there. Okay?
Right.
Now that we've got some more resources for the show.
Yeah.
Topless mermaid. I think that's the one thing
missing
that's been holding us back is the fact that we can't pay these girls. I think once you start flashing the green, you're going to see a lot more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That could just get us into trouble.
Money talks. You know what I'm saying?
People do this show and appear on the show because they love diving and they want to share their adventures with others, which is really just, you know, showing your passion, being an ambassador for the underwater world. That's what you do as a diver.
And to see boobs.
Well, okay. According to Drunken Sailor. There might be a few of those folks in there. All right, well, I have no money for you, but thanks for calling and not showing up in person today. That would have been way worse.
Listen to me. I'm sorry I couldn't be there.
Yeah.
To help with the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
You know I would be if I could.
Okay, yeah, which is,
I could.
I'm grateful.
And I would.
Okay. Well, go back to whatever you were doing. Take
God
a nap.
God bless you. And.
Okay, he just passed out. I don't know what happened there, but that's pretty typical for the Drunken Sailor. So, yeah, you know, I'm not going to let these winnings change me, Bubble Boy. Don't fear not. You know, otherwise you would have had fresh liquor chocolates that you have been eating for the last 5 minutes as opposed to ones left over from Christmas.
I can't believe they're still sitting here from Christmas, Greg, with
yeah.
your kids living in the same house. Are you sure they're their children?
Well, I didn't let Drunken Santa or Sailor, for that matter.
I'll finish these off today.
He didn't see those, so he wasn't able to tap into that stash. He just thought they were chocolates, but they're filled with booze.
They are really
all right,
good.
Now via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy who's with us. Jerry, how are you, buddy?
What's going on?
Yeah. So how about this Powerball thing? Are you excited for me or what?
Look, I'm so happy for you. I don't want to ask for nothing.
Nothing. See, that's what I would expect.
You can,
what? Oh,
well, maybe you can buy the next round of liquor.
That would take money. And, you know, once again, I have to be, you know, if you're a
but
true
I've
friend.
But I've seen you drink.
What are you trying to say?
You can put it away.
I can put it, well, you know, but that's usually when someone else is buying me a drink. I don't want that to stop. You'll still be able to buy me a round.
Well, okay.
Okay.
I'll just make it, give it to you.
Okay. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, look at that. You can see, I think those are whales right there.
Oh my God,
check it
look
out.
At that. Look at that.
Look at that.
Those are, I believe, those are humpback whales,
yeah.
Conan. Those are humpback whales, and if they're there, there's got to be a school of them nearby. Now, this is freaky because we're early for the humpback migration season.
Well, check out. Look, the whales are breaching.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no, they're not breaching. They are lunging. If they were to breach, actually 40% of them would come out of the water. I was wrong. They were breaching. That was a breach. That was not a lunge. It was a breach.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lad. A whale of a tale or two. About the flatwood fish and the girls I've loved. On nights like this with the moon above. Whale of a tale and it's all true. I swear by my tattoo.
All right, yeah, I don't have a tattoo, but I maybe have been telling a bit of a tale. I think it's time for me to come clean about the Powerball. I did win the Powerball, Bubble Boy. I did win the Powerball this Wednesday. So I am one of the many winners. and I actually hit the Powerball number.
Wow. The number?
The number, yeah. So I got $2. No, $4. $4.
Don't forget who your friends are.
It was a push. Well, I wanted to test everybody. Or at least, you know, a few people. Throw it out there and see who was going to hit me up for money right out of the box. You didn't ask for money. Drunken Sailor did, which it doesn't surprise me. Jerry the Diver Guy did not, even though he wanted me to start paying for my own drinks, which is kind of lame. But I'll give him a break on that one. But we also have Roz from the UK, who has joined us via the web today, and Pete from Scuba Board. Both of them happen to be celebrating birthdays this week. Roz, how are you? Welcome. Come in.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, are you hitting me up for money there, you think, or no?
Well, I wondered if you'd won $10, so I'd overestimated, hadn't I?
Yeah, maybe. But that's okay. She's from the UK. That's fine. Pete, chime in there. You're down in the Keys today, right? Recovering
it's
from your...
It's cold down here. Yes. I almost have to put on socks.
Yeah, you're recovering from your birthday celebration, though, aren't you?
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You tell me. You're the one who had a birthday.
You celebrate your birthday putting on socks, Pete.
It's been cold in the Keys this week.
Okay.
It's been cold and rainy. It got down to 67.
Yeah, and he evidently has a foot fetish kind of thing going on for his birthday. So whatever works, you know? I'm not going to judge.
Popsicle toes.
Yeah, okay, if you say so. Well, happy birthday to you, Pete. And I guess, Roz, your birthday
is tomorrow
or something. Is that the deal? Or what? Well, happy birthday a day early to you.
Happy 29th birthday.
And I'm glad that you both have been able to join us today. Now, I will say, Pete, you evidently won the Powerball, too. And you live in Florida. Am I right? Is that the deal or what?
I did win the Powerball. I won it three times.
Three times? So you're like a multimillionaire or what?
I'm a multi-dollar-aire.
Okay. So you how many bucks did you clear?
$15 all total. I spent 20. So
now, wait a minute.
So that, five in the hole.
Oh, yeah. Another word for that would be called loser. Wouldn't it?
My name's not Greg.
Hey, now.
Oh.
Okay, you guys, I'll tell
meow.
You. All right, I will say Mark from, you know, Mike and Mark, who joins us every now and then, he lives in Melbourne, Florida, where they actually drew the winning ticket in Florida, was sold at a Publix grocery store in Melbourne, and ironically, I did call Mark to get him on the show today, and he could not join us.
He won.
Yeah, I got his voicemail. So surely the only reason he would not talk to me is because he had won the Powerball.
And he unfriended you on Facebook, right?
Well, he's done that several times before in the past, so I'm not going to read too much into that. But it could be he is one of the big lucky wieners from the Powerball jackpot. Who knows? But, you know, it kind of brings me to think of what would have happened if actually one of us hit the big jackpot. And you know, I was talking about this and thinking about this as the drawing was held, and I started thinking, oh, gosh, what would I do with this kind of money? You know, everybody thinks about it, but what about from a diving perspective? What would be the ultimate diving adventure or thing you could do with all this money? And I'll say for me, I was saying this earlier as kind of a gag, but it'd be kind of cool to say, all right, I'm going to take the world diving. We're going to set up a dive location and say, okay, this is where we're going to go. If you show up, we're going to take you out to this place, and we'll cover all the expenses. All you have to do is show up and just have like the world's largest scuba diving event.
You need a pretty big reef.
It'd have to be a pretty big, maybe the Great Barrier Reef or something.
Go, right,
you know,
there.
They got to get to a certain, you know, port or in their country, and everyone goes there and everything's comped. That would be so. It'd be like a party. Now, don't hold me to that. If I win the Powerball, because then I'll probably just say, "Nah, screw that. I'm gonna hoard all this money to myself and go live in a cave and sleep buried with money." You know, or so. I don't know what I'd do. But if you had all that kind of money, what would you do? Well, Jerry the Diver Guy, what would you do? You live in the mountains of Virginia. I mean, would you stay there, or would you, you know, go some particular place to dive, or what would you do? What do you think?
Well, I'd buy somewhere it's warm.
You'd buy
That's
somewhere?
For sure.
What do you mean, buy somewhere? Buy an island?
I'd buy me an island.
Actually, you know,
in the Caribbean
I got an email from a lot of people this week asking about the Powerball thing when they heard about this little blip on Facebook. And they said, Greg, we hear you won the Powerball. Here's a suggestion. There's this island right here. Go buy it. And actually, it wasn't an island. It was an island nation. They said I could buy the entire island nation of this. Actually, it was the place where we were talking about the thresher sharks last week.
Oh.
Malapasu or something in the Philippines. And evidently, it's its own private island, or maybe it's not a nation, obviously, because it's in the Philippines. So it must be like, it's like buying a state. That would be kind of cool. And, you know, and they said, I have enough money with my Powerball.
You could be your own dictator.
I could be at least half of that. Anyway.
Wait a minute. Isn't he already a dictator on Super Radio?
Well, yeah. Well, could be.
I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I am kind of the master of my own kingdom, aren't I? And it does feel, you know, feels pretty good. But I don't know. So you would just buy someplace warm or just go to someplace warm. Is that what you're saying, Jerry?
Buy in someplace warm.
Buy.
I would buy Scuba Radio, too.
You would buy Scuba Radio?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
how much would you be willing to pay?
Oh, $5.
We need to negotiate this deal in advance.
And, $5 make you holler?
$5 make me holler. Yeah. Roz, what do you think? What should I charge Jerry? I could give him like a, you know, preferred friend discount kind of thing on the of owning Scuba Radio, but I don't know. It's kind of like a priceless commodity, is it not? I don't know. What do you think?
Case of Moet?
A case of what?
Champagne.
No, I don't. I'm not a champagne drinker.
Bubbly.
Be more like a barrel of rum with several barrels. And we're getting closer. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy in the studio. Also, via the web, we have Roz from the UK. Jerry the Diver Guy is in the mountains of Virginia. And in the Florida Keys, we have Pete from Scuba Board. Now, Pete, if you won the Powerball, and you did, but you actually lost because you spent more on tickets than you brought in winnings.
Keep rubbing it in.
Yeah. If you would have hit the big jackpot, what would have you done, from a diving perspective? Would you bought an island like Jerry or, taken the world diving or what? What do you think?
You know, I would have probably financed some dives by people like Jill Heinerth.
Financed? And Jill, like super cave diver Jill's dives?
Yeah. I mean, I would have wanted to go ahead and further the science of diving. And Jeff Bezanek, people like that, make sure these people are in the water as much as they want to be.
Yeah. So it sounds like you want to leave a mark, like a legacy type of thing with something.
That's
like
what the
that
police said. I wanted to leave a mark. I don't get that.
A skid mark, you mean? Or
No. I have a good diet.
Peel out on your car is what I meant. Quit laughing, you guys.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Quit farting around, right?
Yeah. All right. So, but you're thinking that you would like to finance some of these big projects, like where they're, you know, mapping the Florida aquifer or that type of stuff. Those adventure
sure
type things.
I think that stuff that puts it out into the public eye. I mean, I think the thing we don't have in diving is we don't have a Jacques Cousteau at the moment. We don't have a Mike Nelson that the world can look at and go, I want to be like that. And you know, unfortunately, scuba diving gets a little bit vindictive. We get a little bit of, we see someone succeeding, we try and tear them down rather than build them up. And I think we need to change that.
Okay.
We need to be positive.
So Pete would like to be a diving support for some big stars of the dive industry. Maybe prop them up and give more exposure to scuba diving as a whole. Very noble cause. I call BS. I think he's just going to take the money and run to some hidden island in the Pacific and swim in it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Went up to the surface again, didn't you? Didn't you?
Nothing happened. Oh, I'm about to dive in. Baby girl, hold your breath. We're about to get so wet. Put me to the test, girl, when I dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I didn't mean to throw Pete under the bus. He's a very, you know, he has much better morals and, I don't know, integrity than I do. Or maybe I just say what I...
And he doesn't?
Well, I'm just saying, I'd probably just... You know, you create a big pile of money and put on your gear and try to dive through it. If you have, I don't know. You do something crazy with the money, I think. That'd create quite a publicity thing for diving if you know, the news, mainstream news, you know, picked up on such a crazy story like that. That would create some exposure for the sport.
You know what I wouldn't do?
What wouldn't you do?
I would not try and set a depth record.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's too many people have died trying, literally. So
precisely.
Why bother? Yeah.
Precisely. But really, you know, I'm at a good spot in my diving career right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you I'm getting a rebreather?
You had mentioned that, you know, earlier in the week.
What are you getting, Pete?
Yeah, let's find out. I mean, this was like a birthday gift to you, too, wasn't it? You got
sort of like combined Christmas and birthday.
Yeah.
So go on, what are you getting?
I'm getting the SF2 by Scuba Force.
Uh-huh. So
I looked at all of them. There's a lot of great rebreathers. To me, the easiest to breathe on was probably, I can't believe I can't think of it.
What, the Inspiration, the Evolution, the Poseidon rebreathers?
Hammerhead. The hammerhead was probably the easiest one to breathe off of.
See, I don't even recognize these brands you're throwing out there.
Hammerhead has been around for like ages, dude.
Okay.
And the Optima by DiveRite is also a great breather, and I want to try it some more. But the side-mounting possibilities of the SF2, man, that's just a sweet, sweet-looking machine.
And you're a side-mount diver. You're really digging that, and you like the way that you can modify this Scuba Force unit. It's easily adaptable to have a counter lung on the back or the side, is what you're saying.
Well, it's not adaptable. It comes that way. It's like, and that's the thing. Most of these rebreathers that you put side mount, you have to go through all these adaptations. They've already done it. You're not playing around with your life here. Mm-hmm. It comes out of the box ready to side mount or back mount.
Interesting. Okay. But I know you like the side mount type of diving just because you feel you can get into those cracks and crevices easier with the way you like to dive, especially with
the caves. I love side mount. In the ocean, I love back mount. So this is perfect for me, is that I can go from back mount to side mount in just a couple minutes of reconfiguring with factory parts. I don't have to go making stuff up to make it work.
Now, the Scuba Force brand, I was not familiar with that particular brand or rebreather either. I'm more familiar with the mainstream manufacturer guys that have done also rebreather stuff, like, you know, AP Diving does silent diving's stuff. And
they're a great rebreather.
Yeah, and, you know, the Hollis
Kiss
Group. Yeah, well, the Kiss Group, they're local in Florida, too. But so with Scuba Force, where are they? Where'd they come from?
Deutschland, Germany.
Okay. All right.
And they just actually are coming over to the U.S. They've had a big presence in Europe for a while.
Okay. Is that true, Roz? You would know, because you're over there. I mean, you're in the U.K., at least. So are you familiar with Scuba Force, or not so much?
Yes. It's a unit. It's out there. It's getting more established.
It's getting more established. Got it. Okay. Well, it sounds like you've been working on this quite a bit. Is that right, Pete? You've been working on that
particular? I have been researching which rebreather to dive for probably the last 10 years and really pushing it for the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of money. It's a $12,000 rebreather.
$12,000 for your rebreather.
Yeah.
So,
and that's for both the back and the side version. You know, you could get it cheaper if you went one or the other, but I wanted to have the latitude of either, you know, doing back mount in the ocean or side mount in the cave.
Interesting. And was that the main feature, though, or was it, you know, how you put the scrubber material in or maintain these this particular type of rebreather or what?
Well, I did like the way the water, you know, when you're in the ocean, water gets into rebreathers. There's condensation. There's all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. This handles water about the best I've ever seen any rebreather handle. And water's problematic if it gets into the
scrubber material. Yeah.
Yeah. If it gets to the scrubber material, we have what's called the toxic cocktail, and it's mm-hmm. not a good thing.
Yeah, like
so it handles it the best. It's major drawback is that you have to really be trim. You have to be horizontal for it to breathe well, okay? Mm-hmm. But you know me, I'm a trim Nazi, as some people say. I like being flat, flat, flat. I don't like being head up, butt down. I like being flat. So it works for me.
Okay. All right. So as far as it keeping the water out of the system and the trim, what about the electronics of this thing? You were telling me earlier in the week that this particular rebreather is very advanced on its electronics, and how so?
Well, the electronics are put in such a way to where the water really can't get to them very well. Okay, again, it's the drier your cells are, the better it is for the entire unit. The longer it's going to last, to not be problematic. I like the way they did everything. It's instead of having a heavier case, it's a carbon fiber case, so it's very light to travel with. You know me, I do a lot of traveling.
Yeah. So how light is it? How many pounds is your your package? Wait, that's not how I wanted to say that. How big? No, that's not either. Let me think.
Lord, Jesus,
help me. Rebreather.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not real sure exactly what the total weight of it is. I know that the construction, I really like the construction.
Yeah.
I probably didn't spend a lot of time looking at weights per weight, because you are going to have to carry scrubber material wherever you go, and that's going to be weight right there, or have it available when you travel.
Yeah. Well, is it kind of modular in that sense where you can use scrubber material and the bottle that you have to put in the rebreather itself? Usually you have to have your oxygen bottle and your diluent. What do you have?
And actually, this is the best part about it is that the way it's set up is that my diluent can be my bailout, can be an aluminum 80 on one side, and all I have to do is find a pony bottle of any sort to be my oxygen on the right side. So it's like I can travel anywhere and use the tanks there rather than have to put the tanks in my kit and travel with them. You know, you have to take the valves out and all that stuff when you do that.
Right.
Here I just put everything in a suitcase and head out there. It's going to be very lightweight because it's carbon fiber as opposed to aluminum or whatever, stainless steel. It's just a light, light unit.
So you would need to take your oxygen tank.
No,
you wouldn't even have to take that. You could use that one on site too, as long as someone had a small tank for you.
Exactly. All I have to do is make sure they've got a 19 cubic foot or something like that.
Yeah.
It just straps right in. Mm. It doesn't have to be anything specific.
Okay. And you've been looking at these things for the last at least, I don't know, several years, because we've been talking about this every time you come on the radio.
I've gotten certified on a number of units just so I could get my hands on them and look and see what they're all about. And I've test dove a lot more.
You're right.
And like I said, it really came down to three. And, the people who gave me the best deal got it.
12 grand was the best deal, huh?
Well, that's not what I spent.
Okay. All right, but that's what most people would have to.
That's what you would spend for what it is. But, you know, hey, sometimes being in the industry like you and I are, like Roz is, you know, you can get those brother-in-law deals and twist a couple arms because they want us to be out there diving their equipment to show off to everybody.
Hey, hey, I'll tell you, every purple Nurple's like worth $1,000 discount, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I've learned. Right, Bubble Boy?
Absolutely.
Great. Yeah. And he's looking at me like, really? You're going to share that? All right. Well, it sounds like you got a pretty good birthday present for yourself, Pete.
I'm looking forward. Hopefully I get it in the next week or two.
Okay. So is that what it did? You just put your order in and now they just have to ship it to you from Germany?
Yeah. Well, they've just opened up a warehouse distributorship in Lake City. So most of my rebreather is there. They're waiting on a couple of parts to get here. So, you know, you don't want to dive a half a rebreather.
No, that would be bad. That wouldn't even get you through.
You want the whole thing.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Before you jet off to your next exotic dive destination, brush up on your scuba skills with Paddy Reactivate. The all-new Reactivate program is designed to update divers on the fundamental scuba skills and dive principles, giving you the skills you need to jump back in and dive with confidence. Show off your new Paddy replacement certification card and your refreshed skills on your trip when you reactivate. Contact your local Paddy Dive Center, resort, or instructor and get started today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I booked us on a trip, and I go, we just got here. And she goes, but it was the only day I could get it, Bill, and it's going to be fun. The kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. And I go, what is it? And she goes, we're going on a shark feeding frenzy. Okay, wait. We're in a boat looking down in the water. No, that's the best part. We're in the water with the sharks. And I go, have you lost your mind?
Shark, shark, here comes a shark. Get you in the morning and after dark. You know his bite is worse than his bark. He's gonna get you. Here comes a shark.
What the hell is that?
Ee-hoo.
Is that what a shark sounds like?
Ah-ah.
What the hell?
Ee-hoo.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I don't know what the hell that was.
It's a parrot shark.
It's a parrot shark?
Yeah, or a monkey shark. I don't know.
It's a weird... you know, evidently that's what sharks sound like, at least in that particular tune. And somebody's been drinking. I don't know. Maybe he won the Powerball and got loaded and wrote a nutty song. But anyway, there you go, and we apologize, as usual. Coming up, Abington from the Abington Watch Company is going to connect with us here next hour. She just got back from diving in St. Croix with Ed Buckley and the crew over at St. Croix Ultimate Blue Water Adventures. So she, I heard that it went really, really well. So we'll get a full report from her in hour two of the big show today. However, we have Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy via the web. Also, Pete from Scuba Born, who's just been telling us about his rebreather adventure or purchase for his birthday. And Roz from the UK, who is with us as well. And Roz, you know, your birthday is tomorrow. After you hearing what Pete just said about his gift to himself, has this inspired you to go out and make a big purchase like that yourself for your birthday tomorrow, or what? What do you think?
Are you if I had some spare money to spend right now, I'd probably go and buy myself a new Shearwater Perdix.
Yes. So you would rather have someone else maybe cough it up as a gift to you, but you would pick a different rebreather altogether, is what you're saying.
No, this is a dive computer.
Oh, it's a dive computer. Which one is it? What did you say? A Shearwater?
Yeah, Shearwater Perdix. They've just literally launched it.
Okay, wait. This may, you know, once again, we have these problems of lost in translation sometimes with Roz. You know, she has a slight accent. And it sounded like you said the Shearwater Pervertits. Or pervert. I heard pervert in there somewhere. Pervert. What is it again? Shearwater what?
Perdix.
Perdix.
That's worse than I thought.
Okay, maybe. So this particular dive computer from Shearwater does what? Why is it so special to you?
They've literally just launched it. I haven't played with it yet, but it looks pretty luscious. And it is, because I've been diving their petrol for ages.
Yeah.
Which is a seriously neat little computer.
Yeah.
This one's really good for open circuit, closed circuit, gauge mode. It's, you know, 1,000-hour log dive. It's, you know, very slim. It's got a great LCD display.
Well, exactly. They have those. They're one of those computers with the real high contrast displays. What is it? What are they called again? OCRs or what display? What kind of, or what is it again? You just said it. What was it?
OLED.
It's OLED. Now LCD.
Yeah,
LCD.
Got it. Or it's an LCD.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
this
one
runs off an AA battery, so you never have to worry about finding the right battery.
That's cool.
Because Bruce, who's EA mentor, said, you know, what's the most useful battery anybody can get anywhere?
Yeah.
Basically, he did it so that you're bound to have like a coin in your pocket, like a quarter or a tenpence or something.
Right.
And you can literally put your coin into a slot and unscrew it. And then, as Pete says, you put a AA battery in. And it's just so smart. You can change your battery in the field anywhere in the world. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that is one of the biggest problems when you have with any dive computer or equipment that you have to use. They always use those goofy little weird shaped photo batteries that you know you got to go to a special battery store to get half the time. So that's nice that he's thought through that process a little bit and come up with a little bit more user friendly, you know, change in the field battery type design. So that sounds good. But the main thing about it. I know they're very generous on their mixed gas options, like you just went through all those modes and things. That's the thing you like about it, because you're a rebreather diver too, right? And this does everything.
It does. And I dive a Poseidon.
You dive a Poseidon rebreather, okay.
Yeah, and I find that my Shearwater supports my Poseidon diving really nicely, thank you very much, and matches it perfectly.
Yeah.
Matches the handset. I'm very happy with both.
Well, how does that work with, okay, because the Poseidon has its own onboard computer system as well, right? So you use the Shearwater, what is like a redundant computer system or backup system or what?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how you work. What about you, Pete? Do you got a backup for your new rebreather? Are you going to have a system like that, a Shearwater computer or something or what? No,
I will have a Shearwater as well as the one that's it looks like little lights that you see, and the lights tell you how much oxygen you have or don't have.
Right. Well, which is built into the rebreather itself, you're
saying.
Exactly. Right. So you use
redundancy is always a good thing.
Exactly. That's it's kind of almost like a computer octo or something. You have to have that backup system.
They call it the heads-up display, but it's important. Another great thing about the Perdix is that it comes with both the bungee and the strap mount, so you can choose what you want. I mean, a lot of us like the bungee mount because it can go from a big, bulky dry suit to a naked wrist when you're diving tropical water. So it's really easy to mount.
Very nice. Roz, do you need to win the Powerball lottery in order to afford one of these new Shearwater computers or what? What do you think?
No? I'm going to carry on diving my petrol until I can save up for the Perdix.
Okay, so that's a yes.
Yeah, something like.
Okay. But it's her birthday tomorrow, so think of Roz. Maybe you can, now you know what she wants for her birthday, and you can hook her up after you win the Powerball. Or the person who won the Powerball, now you know what to get Roz from the UK. All right, we got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck, and Abington, who just got back from St. Croix, is going to join us as well, so stick around.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.